Good morning, Dean Richards.
Good morning to you.
Time Magazine's most influential list is out. Who's on it?
Yeah, they break this up into several categories. So I've chosen the people who are in the entertainment field, but it goes into politics and culture and philosophers and, way deeper than what we cover here on our little entertainment time. But for the most influential artists of the year, they have listed Mila Kunis, who has done amazing work raising money for her native Ukraine. Pete Davidson is on the list. Ariana DeBose, who won the Academy Award for West Side Story. And Channing Tatum, interestingly enough. In the category of innovators, actress Zendaya made the list. And Miranda Lambert for Titans. Oprah Winfrey is on. Kris Jenner and Tim Cook. And for icons, they listed Mary J. Blige, John Baptiste, and Adele. So kind of an interesting list. You can see more at on Time Magazine's website for the full complete list of world leaders and all that sort of thing.
Well, let's get to the new Hollywood babies, and maybe in the future they'll be on that Time list.
Let's hope. Jennifer Lawrence has given birth to a new baby boy, so congratulations to her. And also, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are new parents. They now have a second daughter named Eloise Christina Schwarzenegger Pratt. Their first daughter, Lila, is now 21 months old, and Chris Pratt has a 9-year-old son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris.
Kanye West is in the news, but this is nothing untoward today, is it?
No, I don't think so. He's back on Instagram. Be warned, hide your children. He's back on the gram, and he's talking about McDonald's. According to reports, he has been hired to manage a redesign of McDonald's packaging, and he posted a picture of the little box that they put the burgers in, and it's a box with a picture of a burger on it. I hope he got millions and millions and millions of dollars for that innovative idea. but he's supposed to be working on some other ideas. He did post an Instagram story that contained the phrase, "Next week it's the fries," which is a line from his 2005 song, Gold Digger. McDonald's has not had any comment about this at all, interestingly enough. Maybe still some controversy attached to Kanye on Instagram. He was suspended from the social media platform because he violated their policies on hate speech, bullying, and harassment for comments that he made about Trevor Noah after Trevor Noah made comments about him on The Daily Show. And Kanye has been kind of, cyberbullying Pete Davidson and his ex-wife Kim Kardashian on there. So hopefully he's turned over a new leaf and we can all live in McDonald's heaven from here on in.
And let's balance that with some Angela Lansbury news.
Yes, there's not a lot of reports that'll give you a Kanye West and an Angela Lansbury all in the same segment.
Right.
But they're both valid. They're both super popular. Angela Lansbury, is an acclaimed star of television and film and stage, will be getting a Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement. She already has 5 Tony Awards, legit Tony Awards, for her performances on stage. Not that a Lifetime Achievement Award is not a legit award, but competitive, I guess you might say. But she, on June 12th, when they give out the Tony Awards this year, she will be getting that honor. She is 96 years old right now, so I think that's kind of cool.
You know what? I saw a Manchurian Candidate the other day, again, the original one with her, and what a great movie. Frank Sinatra, and yeah. she's spectacular
she's
in that
spectacular.
Film.
Spectacular.
So evil.
We know her from, what was it, Murder, She Wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Super popular series that was on CBS probably now 30 years ago. But it was an incredibly popular, you know, TV cop show. And, you know, we knew her from that mostly as an older woman. But she was quite the stunner when,
yep.
when she was a young lady. And you look at some of her early appearances on stage. She first appeared on stage in 1957. So, you know, you look at her and, you know, it's like va-va-va-voom.
Thank you, Ralph Cramden.
There's not a lot of segments that include that phrase in it as well, by the way.
And this segment is the Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. We'll get to some Conan O'Brien news and talk about some interesting new trailers that are just out. Bob Surratt, WGN. Big business deal for Conan O'Brien, huh, Dean?
Yeah, he started a podcast before he went off the air on TBS and has been doing it. And I guess it's been a pretty successful podcast over the years. And although his late night show on TBS is no longer on the air, getting ready to launch a new weekly show on HBO, he sold his podcast and all of his online assets to Sirius XM, the satellite radio giant. So they now own the Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast and all the other online things that Conan does. They will be developing a comedy channel on Sirius XM with Conan. And they also now have rights to use archival material from Conan O'Brien's old shows as well. Price tag on this whole thing is said to be $150 million. Conan O'Brien is hilarious to me. So the fact that this is going to be a little more readily available, I think, is going to please a lot of people.
I love what he said about this. He said, when I started in television, my ultimate goal was to work my way up to radio. Isn't that great?
Yeah. See? As Bob Collins used to say, it's broadcasting the way God had intended.
Exactly. There are some trailers out. I saw the one for the new Elvis movie, which really looks good with Tom Hanks. What else is out there?
Yeah, they just released the new trailer for the Tom Cruise movie, not the one that's coming out on Friday, Top Gun Maverick, but the one that will be coming out next year, the next Mission Impossible movie, the seventh Mission Impossible movie, and it looks incredibly exciting. It's on YouTube. Take a look at it. If for no other reason, just to see another Tom Cruise stunt that he does himself, where he's you know, driving a motorcycle, of course, about 100 miles an hour, but he drives it off the side of a cliff. The motorcycle goes flying one direction. Tom Cruise goes flying another direction. I don't know if he was on wires or had a parachute, but what we see in the actual trailer itself is pretty spectacular, and I am told it is not a stuntman. It's really Tom Cruise.
How do they let him do that? I mean, doesn't the producer say, don't do this? I guess not, huh?
Yeah, he likes to do it. He likes to do crazy things. He was on James Corden last night and took James Corden up in a fighter jet, much like the ones that they use in the new Top Gun movie. And, you know, spun them upside down. Did they do all the things that the Blue Angels do when they come to town and they invite local media mm-hmm. to go flying with them with the express intent of trying to get them to throw up while they're in the planes? That's what Tom Cruise did to James Corden last night. And, you know, Tom Cruise is an actor. I would never go up in a plane with him flying the plane and letting him do that. He's an actor.
Well, maybe he's more than that.
I guess he's a qualified pilot, but yeah. He just likes to do stuff like that. There's also a new trailer for the new Thor movie. If you're a Marvel movie fan, which looks really interesting, the bad guy featured in this movie is played by Christian Bale. And he is at his super creepiest in this. All of those are on YouTube. We can post them and put them up on the website as well, so you can easily find those. And a story that just came over, Bob, a few minutes ago, is about a list that has been put out by Vladimir Putin. It's a list of people who are now permanently banned from ever entering Russia. And people on that list are, you know, are like people that you would expect, political people, politicians, etc. A couple of the interesting names on there include Rob Reiner. You want to keep your meathead out of Russia.
I guess Putin didn't like Spinal Tap.
Didn't like Spinal Tap. Wasn't a fan of All in the Family. What's the deal with that? Rob Reiner is permanently banned from going into Russia. Actually, if you follow Rob Reiner on Twitter, he has been relentless in his criticism against the war in Ukraine. He's very, very political on his Twitter site. So I guess that's one of the reasons. I don't understand why Morgan Freeman has also been banned from ever entering Russia. There's going to come a day when they're going to want a documentary narrated. And Morgan Freeman is the guy. He's the go-to guy for stuff like that.
Yes, he is.
So I think they've burnt a bridge. And here's one of the more interesting ones. John McCain is one of the three dead people who are on the list, now permanently banned from entering Russia.
Well, the Putin research team is, you know, leaves a lot to be desired, apparently. Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
These go to 11.